Welcome to Drop of Inspiration. I'm your host, Deidrine Joyce, and I'm very glad you could join us today. Before I started working at Young Living, I have to admit that I didn't really know much about the company. It's through my job talking to members that I've learned the most about what Young Living is all about and what makes it so special. I'm excited to share a Young Living community story with you today. Sarah Kemmer Goff is a self-described hippie mama, but what that really means is that just like any other YL member, she's a fierce advocate for paying attention to how we take care of ourselves and how we take care of our families. As a licensed mental health therapist, Sarah really understands how our physical and mental health are connected in so many ways. As a former dietitian, paying attention to what we put into our bodies is a top priority for her. For these reasons, Sarah decided to do something a little unusual that was very simple but had quite the impact, which is why we're talking to her today. I'll let her tell us about it in her own words, but first, let's get to know her a little bit. All right, Sarah, why don't you start by telling us a little bit about yourself, kind of bring us to the point where we are now in your life.
Okay, wow. So I graduated from Purdue University with a degree in dietetics, and I met my husband while we were at Purdue. I was a sophomore and he was a senior, and we got engaged 11 months later, which was crazy. Everyone thought we were crazy, which we probably are. So that happened. We got married in 2013 and we bought our house about a week. Like, literally, we got married and then like the next weekend we moved into our house. So when we do things, we do all the things. And I started going to grad school. So I have my master's in social work and I am a licensed mental health therapist. I work with mentally ill adults. I love my job. I love what I do. So that's kind of where I'm at in my life. As far as my Young Living life, I ordered my first premium starter kit back in 2015, right in the middle of grad school when I found out I was pregnant with my son. So he is now 3. His name is Wyatt. He is the love of my life. And we just welcomed our little girl last year, Lily. She's 1. She's also the love of my life. So we are just an oily family trying to raise 2 kids in the chaos.
That's awesome. I know you have a background in dietetics. Do you think there's anything else in your life that kind of primed you to being a Young Living member?
I just was always interested in essential oils. With the background in dietetics and my master's in social work and in therapy, you know, we're a very holistic family. So using essential oils just kind of fit right in with us. And I always wanted to use essential oils. I just didn't know where to start. You know, I saw them at the store and I would, you know, occasionally walk up to the shelf and I'd be like, I don't know what to buy. Like, I don't know which one to get. Like, does it come with like a little person that will tell me how to use them? Like, I don't know what I'm doing. And my husband's aunt was already a Young Living member and I was 6 weeks pregnant with my son. And I saw her oils and I was just like, wow, this is amazing. You know, can you show me how? And she's like, yes. And she told me about Young Living and just the amazing community that we have. And, you know, I can get a starter kit, you know, with a diffuser and here's 11 oils and I'll give you all these resources on how to use them. And then I'll add you to all these Facebook groups and people can tell you how to use them. And I was like, so I don't have to figure out anything for myself. I can just sign up with this kit and there's this whole community of moms who can help me and guide me and show me what to do. And she's like, yes. And I signed up that day. I was like, I'm done. Like, this is it. I want to do this. Now I have an outlet. Now I have community and support. And it was perfect. And we have literally never been happier and we have never looked back.
That's incredible to hear. Mm-hmm. I've heard a lot of stories of people who kind of have experiences that parallel yours. To me, working with Young Living as long as I have now, it just makes sense that people should pay attention to, you know, what they're putting in their bodies, what they're putting in their homes, like what their families are using. Why do you think there are so many mothers who feel this calling to Young Living?
I mean, I will say that I just didn't pay attention to it. I mean, when it was just my husband and I living in the house, like I didn't pay attention. And I wouldn't think it was because I cared or excuse me, because I didn't care. I think it was more just because it just wasn't something that was on my radar. And then when I found out I was pregnant, I don't know, like when you become a mom, for me, I don't know if this is how it is for everyone, but for me, I just instantly became a mama bear. And I was just like, okay, nothing is coming into our house unless I know what it is, where it came from, who made it, what's in it, what are the side effects. You know, I cannot allow these things to come near my perfect child. I can't. So I started researching, you know, what is in baby products. And my heart just stopped. I just could not physically, mentally, emotionally, could not believe what I was seeing. And I'm like, how is this legal? How is this okay? How is this okay that we can just, you know, companies can just make these products with these toxins and just, you know, sell them at the store? They are so easily accessible. And I just was like, this is not okay. Like this has got to change. And when I did research on Young Living, you know, all plant-based, just safe, clean, wholesome, beautiful products for myself and my family. I mean, for me, like personally, it was a no-brainer. But I will say it was also something I did not think about until I became a mom, until I was like, okay, I am now responsible for this person and every single thing that enters his body has to go through me first. So I need to know better. I need to do better so I can set him and his body up for success.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of the turning point for me. Like, okay, I am in charge here. Nobody else, me. So I need to make good decisions. I need to make informed decisions. So that's what I did.
Absolutely. And then with your background in dietetics and your occupation as a mental health therapist, can you talk to us about that connection between our physical health and our mental health? It's definitely something that I've always personally been interested in. And I think that connection is really important to Young Living members and anybody who really cares about their health and the health of their families.
Oh, girl. Could I talk to you about that connection? Like, for the sake of this podcast not being like 10 hours long, I will give you the Cliff Notes version of that. So I'm kind of the weird, in my building, I am the weird hippie therapist. I am all about holistic care, and that I go to a lot of trainings about holistic and naturopathic care. And one training that was just so fascinating to me that I went to last year was about nutrition, essential oils. So basically using alternative options for mental health disorders. So just, and it went through like all the different spectrum of mental health disorders and just how, you know, when you eat something and your body breaks it down, where it goes in the body, what happens if too many things are stored on the brain? What happens if too many things are stored on the kidneys? You know, what happens when we put toxins into our bodies? Like, how does that go to our brain? How does that affect our thinking patterns? What most people don't know is that the skin is the largest organ of the body. Everything that you put on your skin gets absorbed into your bloodstream and it goes to every single organ in your body. So, you know, I hear people say, well, you know, I eat organic. And I'm like, that's great. But are you using safe, clean products? And if the answer is no, then I'm like, okay, well, then you're not really doing anything. Because either way, it's getting into your body. It's getting into your bloodstream. When you are able to incorporate kind of all facets, the nutrition aspect, the mental health aspect, and the, you know, safe, clean, non-toxic lifestyle, you are really going to get kind of the full trifecta of health. You know, we need to be aware of what we're putting in our body, on our body and how we are treating our body. And that 100% affects our thinking, our minds, and any type of comorbidities or diseases that we have. It's science. I don't care what you say. I don't care what anyone says. Like, it is science and it is what it is.
Yeah, that absolutely, I definitely can relate to that. I feel like when I was growing up, you know, you hear the word holistic and a lot of people are sort of scared of that. But it wasn't until I started having, you know, health problems of my own and the doctor I went to just went through all of my vitamin deficiencies and I didn't realize like I need to personalize the balances within my own health. So that really changed my outlook on it as well. So everything you're speaking is resonating with me personally.
When the inside of your body is safe and healthy and in a state of homeostasis, that's going to radiate out. That's going to radiate out in your thoughts and your actions and how you feel and the things that you do. So it is just so important to eat healthy, use clean products, and take care of your mind. You know, meditation, exercise, reading, you know, whatever type of self-care that you need to do for yourself, that is so important no matter what aspect of life you are. I mean, I'm teaching my 3-year-old self-care. You know, what do you need to do to have a better day? You know, we're not feeling good right now. Okay, what do we need to do? And that's when oils have just been a huge thing in our home. Thank Lord Jesus.
Absolutely. Just makes more sense to pay attention to your body and to personalize your own health, doesn't it?
Yes. I think people are afraid because they think if I do this, then that means I can't take medicine or I can't see doctors. And I'm like, no, that it doesn't have to be one or the other. I mean, my son has had chronic ear infections. He's had ear tube surgery twice. That's a question that I get a lot, you know, oh, well, since you use oils and since you do all these, you know, weird hippie things, do you not take your kids to the doctor? And I'm like, I take my kids to the doctor at routine wellness visits. I give them medications when necessary. It's I think people are afraid because they think it has to be one or the other. If you can keep your frequency above the wellness line, it pays off. And I tell people it doesn't have to be one or the other. You don't have to like sign up with your starter kit and then call your primary care physician and be like, hey, it was nice knowing you. Like, you don't have to do that. It doesn't have to be one or the other. So this should be part of everyone's life. I mean, in my opinion, and I think you will see just drastic health benefits. And it's been very rewarding to see that in myself and my husband. And it's been even more rewarding to see that in my children.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. A lot of the members I talk to just talk about how these are tools that will supplement and complement their health practices they've already been doing. You know, it's just being more mindful and and speaking of intentions, I would like to get into the reason that we're calling you today. Talk to me about your experience, your recent investigation into essential oil transparency, and tell me about your experience. Tell me how that got started and just how that's been the last few weeks. I'd rather hear it from your voice than mine, I guess.
Okay. It has been a whirlwind, to say the least. I have a lot of ideas just continuously floating through my head. And I love my team. Shout out to Gypsy Oil Tribe. Like, I have the best team. I love my members so much. Like, these people are my life. These people are my heart and soul. These people are my everything. I adore my team, and they know how to deal with me and my just kind of spastic, I like to call it inspirations. They like to call it more like manic Facebook posts. I prefer to call it, you know, Facebook inspirations, but you know, potato, potato, whatever. It's the same thing. So I came to my team. So I was sitting there thinking, you know, so my team has experienced this huge growth over the past several months, which has just been so wonderfully exciting to see my friends be successful. That has been like the biggest blessing out of all, honestly, all of this. So A question that I get a lot from a lot of my new members is, well, I use X essential oil company or I use Y essential oil company. Why would I go to Young Living? And I found that I was, you know, basically writing them a book. So I would say 99% of my business is online. So I was just like writing them a book and I'm like, there has to be an easier way to do this. You know, what is the difference between Young Living and all of these essential oil companies? Why would someone switch from their current essential oil company to Young Living? I mean, I'd like to think it's because of me and my sparkling personality. But like, let's be real, like it, these products, like, you know, need to work. So what may, you know, I just sat and started asking myself intelligent questions and try to just kind of peel it back layer by layer by layer. I think that distributors, a lot of times we tend to overcomplicate things. And that has been kind of a challenge between getting the Young Living message out to the general public. I think we tend to overanalyze and make things complicated. So I'm like, let's ask a simple question. Can I visit your farm? Simple question. I'm not going to ask you about frequencies. I'm not going to ask you how are the oils distilled. I'm not going to ask you about the harvesting process. I'm not going to ask you about, you know, at what temperature are the oils distilled. No. Can I see your farm? Can I see your farm? So I came to my team, which again, I love them. And I'm like, hey guys, I have this idea. What do you guys think of this? I want to call all these essential oil companies and I want to ask them, can I see your farm? So I listed maybe four essential oil companies like, hey, so of the last four people that I've signed up, here are like the popular companies that I've heard of. What other companies have you guys heard of? This is what I'm going to do. So my team made this huge list of all of these companies. So I said, okay, I'm going to Google their phone number. I'm going to call them. I'm going to ask them a question. I'm going to record their answer. And then I'm going to pop on here. I'm going to make a video and I'm going to make a post for you guys. So one day over my lunch break, I did that. I just made the phone calls, record the answers. I'm sure you've seen the Facebook post. And I was very emotional after I did that. So then I went live in my Facebook group, Gypsy Oil Tribe, and I told my team what happened, what I found. I made the phone calls on Monday. This was on Tuesday when I went live with my team because I just kind of needed a day to like process like what just happened. And I made the post, created the post for them, and I just kind of sat there and something was just saying, you need to go public with this. And I was so afraid. I mean, I was kind of shaking like when I made it public. My hands were literally shaking. I didn't want to go public with it. I wanted it to just stay in my team because I know that my team loves me and they're not going to judge me and they're not going to say horribly mean things to me and they're not going to attack me. And like, my team is my safe place. They are my comfort zone. Like, they're all my blankets pretty much. But something, I don't know if it was God, I don't know what it was, but something inside of me just kept saying, Sarah, like, you need to go public with this. And I'm like, people are going to be mad. This is going to ruffle feathers. This is going to create waves. Like, I don't want to do that. And that voice inside just said, you are never going to get anywhere if you keep playing it safe. The message is not going to get out. Your team is not going to grow. You are not going to grow as a person unless you start doing things that are going to make you uncomfortable. And I was like, fine, okay, I better make the post right now before I lose this courage. So I went ahead and made the post public and it just took off. And here we are, and I'm talking to you now.
So tell us sort of a summary of what you found out making those calls and how you felt when after you did that.
So basically this, I mean, the summary, so I called 15 essential oil companies. The last company that I called, well, I mean, the list that we made was 14. And then I decided on my own to make Young Living number 15. So I found that there are some companies out there who don't even use plants to make their oils. That means they are making fragrances in a lab, putting it in a bottle, slapping the words essential oils on there, and then selling it to people. I found that most companies don't know where their farms are. Or these are the reps that I spoke to. I guess I should say most reps don't know where their farms are. I felt really bad for those reps because every time that I called, they were like, man, let me go speak to my supervisor. We've never had this question before. And I'm like, out of the billions of people, no one has ever asked this question. Like, no one has ever called. So that was kind of disturbing to me. Or they would tell me, you know, we partner with farms. So then I would ask them, okay, where are those farms? Can I have the phone numbers? Can I call them? And they would say, no, we're not allowed to give out that information. And I'm like, so it's a secret where you get your plants from? Like, why? I mean, as a consumer, why can't I know that? And she was just like, I'm sorry, we're not allowed to give out that information. And I was like, oh, well, that seems, that's not sketchy. That seems super, super honest. Okay. Got it. Moving on. One company said that they are not set up for face-to-face consultation. And I'm like, but you're a person. Why can't you talk to me? And she's just like, we're not set up to do that. Or like I said, the rep would just go like speak to their manager and they would just come back and they'd be like, no. There were a couple companies that I did not put on that list who did not have phone numbers. You had to either text them or you had to email them. And I would email them and then they would email me back. Hey, Sarah, how are you? What's your question? So then I would send the question. Hey, I'm just wondering, like, can I come see your farms? Like, can I take a tour of the farms where the essential oils are made? And they never responded. So that's kind of how it happened. And I remember like writing the note, like I have this huge notebook and I just wrote down everything. And I just remember like after I did all that, just sitting there and I'm staring at the notebook, my hands are shaking. I just have tears rolling down my eyes because I was so mad. When I get mad, I cry. I was just sitting there crying because I was just so mad because these companies are lying to people. You know, they're saying we set the world standard and we use the best plants. You can't even tell me where those plants are. You can't give me a phone number. I was just so enraged because my mind just thought of the tired mom. You know, I luckily started my oils when I was pregnant with my first one, but oils were a freaking lifesaver. I tell you what, when that baby is up every 3 hours or sometimes every hour and a half eating, like, you are tired, like you have no brain. And I just remember, you know, walking through Target, a zombie. And I just thought of that mom with a newborn who's walking through Target, who sees a bottle of lavender just sitting there and she buys it and she's going to diffuse it and she's going to put it on her child because she thinks she's doing the right thing because she doesn't know any better because all she wants in the world is for her baby to sleep. And I was so mad for her. And I was so mad for every single person out there who is buying these low quality oils, putting them on themselves, putting them on their kids, and they think they're doing the right thing. It's not their fault. They don't know any better and they shouldn't have to. We should have companies who have some integrity. We should be able to have that, and we don't. Except Young Living, obviously. With Young Living, I did not tell them who I was. I did not tell them I'm doing an experiment. I did not say, hey, this is my member number. This is my PIN number, blah, blah, blah. I just literally acted like a person off the street who just wanted to see the farms. And they were like, oh, yeah, here you go. And I'm like, do I need an escort? And they're like, no, you should go pet the horses too while you're there. They're really sweet. And I'm like, okay, right on. Like, that's cool. And I was very grateful that somebody introduced Young Living to me when I was pregnant. So that's all that my kids have ever known. That's all that we've ever used.
Mm-hmm. What was your feeling when you finally called Young Living and that representative, I guess, shout out to our customer service. They're doing pretty great. What was that feeling when they said, come visit the farms, come pet the horses. Here's where you can find us. What was that feeling like for you?
Well, yeah, we have the best customer service. Like, I will, like, hands down, best customer service. I felt very happy. Like, I felt at home. I don't know. I just felt a huge sense of pride to just be working for such an incredible company, you know? Like I said, I didn't tell them who I was. I didn't tell them what I was doing. I just acted like a random person who came across their phone number. And it just, it was a good feeling. And it was really cool. And I was really proud. I was like, yeah, I work for them.
Something I thought that was interesting, you were talking earlier about how nervous you were to share your story with people. And I think something that's pretty unique to the network marketing model is that a lot of it is storytelling. A lot of it is sharing your story and sharing your experiences. What would you say to somebody who was in your shoes and just kind of nervous about sharing their experience with Young Living or with something that they really believe in?
I would say be bold and be brave. If this is something that you are truly passionate about, then your heart is going to come out. When people read that post, they can see my heart. They can see my heart beating. I tell this to my clients. You can be the sweetest, best peach in the entire world. And there is going to be one person out there who doesn't like peaches, or there is going to be one person out there who is allergic to peaches. I say that to my clients every day. And I'm like, Sarah, come on. Like, you can't be afraid of this, because this is something that I love. This is something that I'm passionate about. And for those who know me and care about me and truly love me, they will see that. Or those who are meant to be in my tribe, this is going to speak to them. And this is going to amplify that and, you know, light that fire in them. And this will inspire them to get on the Young Living train. And I made that post knowing that I was going to make a lot of people mad. And that's what happened. And I decided that that was a risk that I was willing to take, because this is something that needs to be said. This is something that needs to be acknowledged. And I have to be a big enough person to do it. I have to be bold. I have to be brave. I have to be daring. And I have to be willing for people to attack my character. And that's okay. I am a strong enough person that you can attack me. You can break me down. You can say mean, hurtful things to me, which a lot of people did. And I can take it. I gave birth to 2 kids. I can take it. Whatever word you have to say to me, girl, I can take it, because I have to speak truth. I have to speak into people. I have to give people the truth. That is my job, not only as a social worker, as a mother, but just as a person. So I decided it's worth the risk. So I'm going to do it. And I did it.
And just our short interactions, I can definitely tell you're a person with a lot of heart. So it's been really great talking to you. We just talked about your experiences with other essential oil companies. It seems like you've been enthusiastic about Young Living right from the start, but why Young Living? What does that mean to you? As a wife, as a mother, as a therapist, what does it mean to you?
Young Living means a lot to me. This is a product that I use every hour of my day. It is a company that I have trust in. It is a company that I value. It is a company that I allow to have interaction with my children. It's a company that I put their products in our food. You know, I cook with the Vitality oils. It's a company that I feel very passionate about, that I can, you know, order any product and it's going to be safe for me. It's not going to harm me. It's not going to cause harm to my body or to my children. And again, that was not really anything that I valued until I became a mom. It's just nice to have that. It's nice to have kind of like that partnership with a company and that trust in a company that I can slather my kid in lavender. And I know that it is 100% lavender. Not only is it 100% lavender, it is the best type of lavender. I did not know that there are different types of lavender plants. I had no idea. And it's just something that we use every hour of every day, and we can use with confidence. We can use with ease. And I feel very empowered. Young Living has given me a intense sense of empowerment as a woman, as a wife, as a mother. Like, I am doing what's best for my children. I am doing what's best for my family, what's best for me. It's not something that I have to worry about. And that's why I was so excited and enamored with the reaction I got from the post. You know, after doing the interview with Johnny May and then Bernard Charles, I hope to meet him someday. He contacted me probably a week after the post, and he is a blogger. He's just a wonderful, beautiful human. And he was like, "Hey, I put your post on BuzzFeed. I hope that's okay." And I was like, "What?" So now, like, people who read BuzzFeed, they have now been exposed to this company. And, you know, then I shortly after that received the email from you. And I just, you know, I was like, thank God that I made that post. Like, cause that, you know, I said earlier, I didn't want to make waves. And I think I didn't want to make negative waves. Instead, I made positive waves. And I think that speaks volumes for this company. I had people from Australia messaging me, "Thank you for making that post." And I'm like, how do you know who I am? And that was another amazing thing about Young Living, is like, we are all part of this incredible community. And like, ever since I made that post, and ever since, just, you know, people from, you know, Vietnam and China and the Philippines, like all of these people from all over the world have reached out to me. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, not only do we have literally the best products in the world, but we have the best community. How cool is that? We all use these products. There's people all over the world, and we are all passionate about the same thing. That's awesome. That's so cool. And I was like, wow, like this world just seems warmer to me after all of this, and just all this love and support from people just from all over the world. It was so cool. I mean, and I'm like, wow, so that's another piece to my Young Living puzzle that I have. I have all of these new friends, all of this love and support. Where else can that happen? Like, right on.
I mean, I didn't know anything about Young Living before I started working with Young Living, and it just has been pretty incredible to see the different waves that people are putting out there, the different ways that community has been built. It is pretty incredible to see. And I've definitely felt a lot of positive influences from the distributors and members I've talked to. As a storyteller, you know, I really believe that everybody needs to have a chance to tell their story and a chance to tell their truth. What's the one thing you'd want people to take away from your experience trying to find that truth?
I'm glad you asked that question. This is something that I wanted to talk about. So after the post, I had a ton of people message me, "Hey, so I heard of this company and here's their phone number. Can you call them too?" And I'm like, honey, you don't need me to call them. You call them. You are important. Your voice matters. Your opinion matters. Your right as a consumer matters. This is so much bigger than me. You have just as much power as I do. You. I'm talking everyone, every single person who is listening to this. It doesn't have to come from me. It doesn't have to come from anyone else. Like, you are just as important. Your voice matters. Your opinion matters. You are an influencer. You are valued. You are important. You are special. You are unique. Your voice needs to be heard. You need to do this. And I would say that, and they would come back, "Well, I never thought to do that." And I'm like, yes, you did. Because you messaged me and asked me to do it. I'm not the voice of this movement. We are. This is not about me. This is about us as a community. And this has to stop. We have to demand answers. And again, not just me, we, us. Like, we have to work together, and we have to do this as a team, as a whole Young Living team, all 4 million members of us. Like, we need to come together and we need to do this together. So that is my take-home message to people who saw the post and people who are listening to this. Like, you have just as much influence and you have just as much power as I do. So go do it. Go demand answers. you have the right as a consumer, as a person, as a mother, as a father, as a husband, as a wife, as, you know, whatever, like you have that right and that power. So use it and use it for something good. You know, they would always send me, oh my gosh, thank you. I'm going to go call them right now. And I'm like, do it and let me know what they say.
That really speaks to my heart, that message. And I'm really glad to have you sharing that with us today. I just have one last question. Do you think you'll come visit us someday at the farm down here?
I would love to. I would love to come to the farm and pet the horses and see the lavender. Like, I would love to. It has just been a crazy season for me, just with, you know, 2 years and raising babies and everything. So, I mean, yeah, like we will get there. I would love to meet you in person. I would love to hug you and thank you for giving me this opportunity and this platform to just share this incredible thing that happened. And yeah, and I encourage everyone else to do that too, because we can, because Young Living has given us that opportunity and every single person should take advantage of it.
I'd just like to thank you again for your time. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us today?
I have something to share.
We have a special guest.
Sarah?
Hi.
Oh my gosh, I have to put on the headphones. Hey, I'm Jared Turner, the president of Young Living.
Yeah, I know who you are.
I know who you are.
I know who you are.
I just wanted to thank you for calling us and letting us show to the world that we are transparent in our farming process. And I'd actually love to invite you out. We'd love to pay for you to come out to our Mona farm. Maybe this summer in June during our lavender harvest, you can actually see it for yourself. Would that be cool?
Are you serious?
Yeah, we'll set yes! that up. Okay.
Okay, thank you
really,
so much.
We really appreciate that.
Okay.
I love your passion. I can see it right now on the screen.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you.
Thank you so
All
much.
All right, Sarah. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
See you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We just heard my conversation with Sarah Kemmergoff, a Young Living member, self-described hippie mama, holistic health enthusiast, and licensed mental health therapist. Sarah is a great example of how Young Living can help you take charge of your life and your wellness. Her experience investigating where her essential oils came from wasn't just a one-time lunch break experiment. It became a lesson on the importance of being your own wellness advocate and being mindful about the things you let into your home and your body. I so enjoyed talking to Sarah and witnessing her passion firsthand. Thanks, Sarah. We're so excited to have you visit. Thanks to Jared Turner for probably the best interruption I could have asked for, and thanks to you for listening. If this story spoke to you, we'd love to hear from you in the comments. If you want to hear more stories from the Young Living world, be sure to subscribe to Drop of Inspiration on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. I'm your host, Deidreen Joyce, and thanks for listening.